Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Thank you so much for joining your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22. And I am elated and excited to be here for closing ceremony 2022 for the simplest offering, Fire and Ice, a Romance Within a Crystal Kingdom. And I certainly hope that your Christmas celebration, the Festival of Light, the Advent season was beautiful for you and you've received everything the Lord had for you. I hope that you received those miracles, those surprises, and just the beautiful communion and fellowship and snuggly up to the Father God. And this time of the winter solstice. So peace and blessings to you. And wow. 2022 is making her way out. And 2023 is upon us. And I tell you, time is just accelerated and really propelling me forward. And I tell you, you have to be caught up. Yeah, in the presence of the Lord and everything he's saying, or you'll miss it. You will miss it. And I was just thinking about that before I came on air. I'm like, wow, God, time truly waits for no one. And so this is a time where we really have to be in obedience to God's word. And wow, it's really important to make sure that everything we're doing is glorifying the Father and edifying the Father in everything he created in goodness and in faith and in love. Love. So I am excited to come by Stars of Heaven Networks and proclaim this prophetic heralding for the glorious exodus into another triumph year of 2023. And I'm declaring that 23 will be a triumph year because I'm making it that. Hallelujah, because I am more than a conqueror. And him that loved me, great is he that's in me and he's in the world. And most importantly, my faith, your faith. So I'm really excited about coming to you from closing ceremonies, because this is a birthing that I birthed in 16 or 17 or 18. And I wanted to close out and wrap up the year with closing ceremonies from the vault archives of Brides of Christ Women's Ministry, which will be which is being sealed today upon the close of this declaration. So I'm really excited about the release of the Lord and everything he's saying in this ceremony. I usually do the blessing of the benediction, but how divine is it to declare the closing ceremonies at this time? And one of the inspirations for closing ceremonies was inspired by the Winter Olympic Games. And so that was the inspiration behind closing ceremonies, and he gave me that for the crowning of the new year and the releasing of the current year. So this is something that I've done, I haven't done in a while, I'd say in the past. Well, you know, I did in 21. Yes, I did. I did in 2021. I think prior to that, I didn't do one. But I'm really excited to close 2022 with closing ceremonies. And the inspiration behind closing ceremonies is the pageantry celebration of all nations that come together in unity after the games. And I love that. I love the inspiration that he gave me for closing ceremonies 2022 for Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And he's always saying something new. So volume two has just really been a blessing coming from the archives and really allowing the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it and anoint me afresh and anew for each of the offerings, and certainly for the closing and the release of 2022. Now, I wanted to give you the definition of closing ceremony. And ceremonies is a formal act or a set of acts performed as prescribed by ritual or custom. It is a conventional social gesture or act of courtesy. It's a sacred act of observance of formality, or eloquently hosted by a host or hostess for the crowning of the achievement prescribed event. That's saying a lot, but that's exactly what it is. It's the crowning and the release and the celebration of any formal event that's usually hosted by a host or hostess, or by, in this case, in closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, it's represented every country. And I thought that was so divine, him giving me that when I birthed closing ceremonies, because that's what God is about. God is about all nations. He loves the whole earth. He loves every human being, every nation, every tongue. God is love, and in love there's no color. So I was really excited about that, and I wanted to just share that with you, because that was the original inspiration behind this birthing. Now, again, in closing and releasing Fire and Ice, Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom, and it being archived, I'm really excited to declare one of the scriptures that I have on from the throne of the bride queen, the throne of the bride queen, from the home page. And this scripture is one that I love, that the Lord gave me in also birthing Brides of Christ Women's Ministries and developing the home page. And it's according to the book of Remembrance. And it comes from Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th to the 18th verse. And in this declaration of Malachi, he was talking about God, his jewels, in the book of remembrance. And that's exactly what's happening now. The books are open, or have been open for the Lord. He's already predetermined our fate. And, of course, that faith can be turned if you're going the wrong way, by way of repentance, by way of making a different decision, a different choice. And what my Malachi says here is that, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and the Lord heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. So God knows those who he has written in the book of remembrance. And it's certainly those who fear him and those that meditate upon his name. And one of the things that Jesus said in coming and fulfilling Malachi is that if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And so in verse 17, he says, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth God not. And that's the thing about understanding when we gather, discerning, having spirit of discernment of who's serving God and who's serving God not. Because Jesus said, this people honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. And why call me Lord, Lord, if you will not do the things that I do? So this is part of what the Lord gave me. This is what the Lord gave me and what I wanted to just release in closing ceremonies at the close of December's offering and at the close of this year. Now, one of the things that I'm really honored and really excited about being your hostess is always ministering to you, preparing you, ushering you into the presence of the Lord, because the blessing of being chosen by God, equipped by God, anointed by God is, again, preparation. And all my life, I've always found myself in some hostess position. I mean, so that's just not a title I gave myself. That's something I actually have done in working in restaurants. I've always the hostess, even in being under certain ministries, hosting was something that I literally did. So hosting comes naturally. And I love it because it's not only service, but it's humility. And it's being able to be the first at the gate. And the Lord always used me in that capacity, being at the gate, being at the door, at the entrance. He always used me in such beautiful ways and still does in the opening and even the closing of any season. And I thank him for that. I thank him for his favor, and I thank him for his electing me time as this. Now, this exhortation, I'm really excited about it because it is the swan song of the elect lady. And I was so excited when he ministered this to me. He said, this is the swan song of the elect lady and her children. And I think he was saying to me about closing ceremonies is that this truly has been a star year, but there is a stellar year yet ahead in 2023. He said it will be unveiled, his prevailing glory that will emulate from the Godhead present, from his kingdom. upon and within the elect lady, which is what? The bride of Christ, you and I, and her children, the church, the sheep of his pasture. He said, this radiant glory will rest upon all of her houses. Hallelujah. And when he spoke that, he was speaking about the seven churches and his remnant church. And I was excited when he gave me that, gave me John. He gave me John for this. And Second John, according to the Amplified, speaks of walking according to his commandments. And this is the elder, St. John, writing to the elect lady and addresses his letter to his elect, the chosen, and her children, where he says, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know and understand the truth. Because the truth which lives in our hearts and will be with us forever. So when him give me this, he was declaring that the new year that we're coming into and the close of this year, the way to prepare and the close of this year is always by the truth. And that starts by living by the truth, receiving the truth. And I was really, really blessing him for giving me this and putting me in remembrance of this simple truth. Because there's so much going on in these last days with men having itching ears and false prophets and false teachers and false doctrines. As a true believer, we know that God's word is not only settled in heaven, but it's tried seven times. And that the word of God is as a two-edged sword, being able to pierce and divide between the soul and the spirit and the flesh. So without the truth, we can't really have desire. I mean, we can if we choose to believe a lie. And I'm going to share that scripture with you later in the broadcast. But I'm going to continue reading from verse 3 where he says, grace, mercy, and peace, inner calm, and just a sense of spiritual well-being will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I was greatly delighted to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have been commanded by the Father. So it's not just truth, because when you live in truth, truth usher in God's grace. We yield to God's grace and mercy and his peace. And that's what we want. We want peace, inner peace, healing. And that only can come by the truth. The truth settles everything. There's no confusion in truth if you want it. You want to hear it. You want to receive it. And he said, you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. Now he says, now I ask you, lady, not as if I were writing to you a new commandment, but simply reminding you of the one which we've had from the beginning, that we love and unselfishly seek the best for one another. So again, in God making up his jewels and him calling his remnant together and him joining us together unto Christ, we are joined together in unity. And this is what St. John was doing. He was putting them in remembrance of what he said from the beginning. From the beginning. And so if you're going to have a good and new beginning, it starts by the foundation of truth of God's word. Now, verse 6 says, and this is love. Because, again, everything works by love. Truth works by love. That we walk in accordance with his commandments, guided continue by his precepts. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should always walk in love. For many deceivers, posing as Christians, have gone out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge and confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh bodily form. This person, this kind who does this is the deceiver and the what? Antichrist. This is the antagonistic of God. He said, submit, he said, watch yourself so that you do not lose what we have accomplished together. So everything that I've accomplished, everything that I've gained by God's grace. I've gained by the body of Christ, receiving the body of Christ, the different members of the body of Christ who are also believers. And he goes on to say in verse 9, he said, watch yourselves that you do not lose what we have accomplished together, but rather receive a full and perfect reward when he grants rewards to his faithful believers. And that's exactly what he's doing now. He's releasing his blessings and bestowing upon us for the new year by equipping, by way of his love, by answered prayer. This is the time of not only the crowning and the well done, but of our reward of the faithful servant, faithful believer. Verse 6, he says, anyone who runs on ahead and does not remain in the doctrine of Christ, that is one who is not content with what he taught, does not have God. But the one who continues to remain in the teaching of Christ does have God. He has both the Father and the Son. So we have to be careful, and you have to be careful moving forward in the new year and especially closing out this new year to make sure that you are really have the true Christ and that you yourself is not manifesting anything of the Antichrist. Because it's not just the Father, but the Son. We are now reconciled to the Father by the Son, which is Jesus. And he said, if any man climb up any other way, he's a robber and a thief. And he doesn't just talk about God. He says the teaching that he's taught. So we have to remain in the teachings in order to not only to stay saved and have fellowship with God, but also to see the promise of God come to pass in our life according to our new covenant, our new testament, our new will. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10, he says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, but diminishes or adds to the doctrine of Christ, do not receive or welcome him into your house, and do not give him a greeting or any encouragement. That means don't shoot the hand of the evildoer. Anyone teaching any other gospel other than the gospel of Christ, he said in the King James Version, let him be accursed. Don't even receive him to your house. He said, for one who gives him a greeting, who encourages him or wishes him success, unwittingly participates in his evil deed. And that's another scripture that I love where he says, be not partaker of another man's sin. So when you give someone their blessing and they're trying to teach you something other than what you've been taught according to the word, he said, you unwittingly and ignorantly are participating in their evil deed. So that's why we have to be careful what we hear and we listen to. I have to be careful what I listen to and hear, even in entertainment. Because I don't want to be stripping the hand of the evildoer. I don't be unwillingly supporting anyone who's doing something that's against God's word. And, of course, we sin. I sin. But we have an advocate with the Father who can forgive us. So I often say it's not what you believe, it's what you promote. It's what you promote. Okay, verse 12, it says, I have many things to write to you, but I prefer to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak with you face to face that your joy may be complete. The children of the elect, which is the chosen. Now, the swan song of the elect lady is given again in truth. And one of the things that the Lord said to me in giving me the swan as the medicine, the sealing and the release of 2022 and December's offering is that the swan is delicate. It is beauty. And its essence is what gives the swan its grace. Now, the meaning of the swan is grace, beauty, love, and trust, as well as loyalty. And those are all the things that John was declaring in his epistle. Swan symbolizes and is also linked to inner beauty and self-love. A pair of swans represents our soulmate for life. So I was blessing him for that because in this swan song, he was saying that not only is it the thing that's going to prepare you and the thing that I'm doing in you that's representative of the elect lady. He said it's also what I'm saying to you as staying connected to me. Also, marriage. So I want to throw that in there as well. Now, all of these attributes of the elect lady represent everything about the swan represents the glory of the elect lady in the earth. And the elect lady salutation that was given to me in preparation for 2023, Claire's, go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection. And he was saying that in going on to perfection, which is completion, can be done, again, by obedience and by truth. And he was saying to me that you cannot go on to perfection if you are crucifying him afresh and anew. Now, the Word of God says that if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father. And if any man confess his sins, he's just and faithful to forgive him and to cleanse him of all unrighteousness. So that's the out. That's the remedy. But he was saying that many people are making their New Year's resolutions and they're praying, they're decreeing and declaring, and there's yet sin at the door. And so he was saying that in order for us to receive from him and truly receive a new beginning, we have to make sure that we're not laying the foundation of repentance again unto sin. And that is demonstrated by, in this month, offering by the goat. The goat represents immaturity. And it speaks of the warning of immaturity. And one thing about sin is that sin arrests your development. It keeps you from growing because you're constantly laying a foundation of, again, to repentance. That means you keep killing the fruit. Any fruit that God is trying to develop in you and cultivating you, when you sin, continue to sin, he'll cover your sin, but it's not a license to sin. And so when we constantly lay the foundation of repentance again, you'll crucify him afresh and anew. And he gave me Hebrews for that. And so he was saying to me that we can't really develop good fruit. And if there's constant sin, that means there may need to be some deliverance that needs to take place. So it's just not getting saved and going to church and hearing the word and saying, God, forgive me, but yet you're struggling with the same thing. And that's not a condemnation. That's just understanding that there's a deeper level and a greater need of deliverance that's needed if you are still struggling with some things that keep you from maturing in the way that God wants us to or wants you to. Now, this is what he says, because these are the last days, and he said, and he won't come unless there be a great falling away, And most certainly, there's definitely a great falling away with a lot of people who profess Christ, is because they don't have a good foundation. They really are not saved. They went to church. They go to church. And you might go and you hear the word, but if you're not saved from your soul, there's not a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're not the church, it's really of no avail. So he says in verse 6, therefore, let us get past the elementary stage, the teachings above about Christ, advancing on to maturity and perfection and spiritual completeness. Doing this without laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of teaching about washing ritual purifications, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. These are all important matters in which we should have been proficient long ago. And we will do this maturity if God permits. So the King James Version says this: if God would choose to renew you unto repentance. Because a lot of people play this game with God, which in Romans says is waging. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You're waging with your life. You're waging with your soul. And the thing is, God does not have to grant you repentance. If God will renew you unto repentance, you know, and that's sad, because when God does not renew you to repentance, or does not choose to forgive you of your sins when he sent Jesus, that's something that's saying that your grace has run out. His grace doesn't run out, but your grace has run out. So God is the one that renews us to repentance. We just can't say, oh, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sins. And then, okay, it's done. No, because God knows the process that it takes for you to get washed, to get restored. And if he doesn't choose to renew us to repentance, then we'll be the way we are, because he's the one that's the life giver. We didn't save ourselves. So let me go on for the sake of time. God permits. And he just goes on to say that those whose benefit is cultivated receive the blessing of God, because we have consciously put to death the deeds of the flesh, the works of the flesh, and allowed the Holy Spirit to do the work in us as needed, so we could see the resurrected power of Jesus Christ alive in us and in our lives. Now, another scripture I want to give you is Psalms 12, 1 and 2, where it says, blessed is the man whom the Lord would not count sin against him. And this was a didactic, reflective poem of David, where he says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, favorite of God is the man whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute wickedness, and whose spirit there is no deceit. There's no deceit. So the thing I want to do before my time expires here is just let you know that that's what he was saying. And giving me this is that he's the one that renews to repentance. He's the one that determines what he wants to anoint us afresh and anew. Because just because Jesus died for our sins and he completed work does not mean it's a blank application. Because you have to remember, the Spirit is alive in us, and the Holy Spirit is alive and well in us if we're filled with the Spirit. And that's why he says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, neither quench the Spirit, which way you're still into their redemption. Now, another scripture that I want to give you is 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. And you can read that on your own time, which just basically talks about the love of the truth. The love of the truth. And he said that many, for this cause, God brought upon them strong delusions, so they will believe a lie. For they received not the love of the truth, they may be saved. And Thessalonians talks about that. And you could read that in your own time. Now I'm going to skip down to the elements of God. Hallelujah. Fire and ice, which was the birthing that I birthed for this offering. When I birthed Fire and Ice, Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom, because he was saying to me that this is a time where is purging us. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I was really excited and really shouted when he gave me this. And this is a prophetic utterance, and I wanted to make sure that that's what it was when he gave me this. It was utterance that he gave me when he was saying that in the foundation that we're laying now for 2023, he said it's going to come by purging. And he said, the fan is in my hand to thoroughly purge your floor. This is the refining fire so that we will be polished after the similitudes of the elect lady. And he gave me Matthew, the 3rd chapter, 1st through the 12th verse. And you can read that on your own time. And what he was declaring in thoroughly purging your floor. And how he was saying that this is a time where he's laying the axe at the root of the tree to cut down anything that's not of him, that any seed that he did not plant, any tree he did not plant, will be hewn down. Now, the prophetic utterance was, he said, this is the fire that will recalibrate the temperature of your green garden houses. And a green garden house is a structure enclosed as by glass and used for the cultivation or protection of tender plants. It's a clear plastic shell, such as a canopy covering a section of the airplane. So he was saying that this fire is going to recalibrate. And he said it was going to regulate the temperature of our garden greenhouses. He also said it is the restoration of the genesis of the soul connection that I had from you from the genesis, from the beginning. And for that, he gave me Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 8th through the 9th verse. He said, my fire will be the manifestation and demonstration of the melting of my melting power against anything that has hardened itself in your life. Hallelujah. So this fire that he has released in this month, in this offering, and the fire that's now being released now, he said it was for the purpose of melting and destroying anything that is hardened itself against our life. And for that, he gave me Isaiah, the 64th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verse. And I'm going to read this one because I was really blessed by it when he gave it to me. He said, oh, that thou would have rend the heaven, that thou would have come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Hallelujah. When thou doest tremble things which looked not for, thou camest down. The mountains flow down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor received by the ear. Neither had I seen. O God, besides thee, he had prepared for him the water, prepared him that waited for him. Let me put my glasses on. He says, thou meetest him that rejoices and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, and these and those in continuance, and we shall be saved. So I wanted to read that because he was saying that in his presence, everything changes. And this fire will melt anything that's hardened against your life. And that's why he gave me ice. And ice is a blessed element, and it also can be a representative of that which is, that is, it represents a stronghold. So he was saying that he's, as always, will use the elements to show his power. Now, in closing, I gave you Stella, the meaning of the name Stella, which is also one of the revelations he gave me for the greenhouses. He says the name Stella is of Latin and Italian origin. It says, which means celestial star. The name Stella is from a female personal name based on the word name ending in Batella Stella, which means star. It is a habitation name referring to a house distinguished by the sign of a star or from any of the place so named, or as a typographic name for someone who lived in a place from which rose, radiated out of various different places. So I'll tell you, I'm really excited that the Lord has given me this to release to you at close of 2022. Thank you so much for listening and receiving this beautiful exhortation. And in your own time, go back and study it, listen to it, read it, ask God to give you more revelation about what he's saying. And I tell you, I just wish you a blessed 2023, a safe, happy, prosperous 2023. I pray that your exodus from 2022 will be safe and be peaceful, will be full of God's glory. And I pray that the Lord will just continue to advance you. He will continue to shine upon you and commune with you. And most certainly, if you don't know the Lord and the power of your sins, this is now the invitation for you to come to know him, to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. With that, I bid you peace. I send much love. Happy New Year. And I will speak with you soon. Take care.